50 minutes past the hour, looking at, I was on an airplane sitting next to a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he says, based on what I know, I wouldn't ever have my kids to do. That is drugs. He sees the hot Rex families and let his sons play football.
I'm right with him.
Yeah, but.
Because they said, man, right they do. See, what they're doing now in some of these schools, they're taking a scan of your brain before you play football. And then when you suffer a concussion, they compare the scans mm-hmm. to find out what damage has been done. And you're getting NFL players that are saying the same thing. I won't let my son play.
Yeah, but this is the thing right here. Will you allow your child to walk down the street?
Yeah, you can
go to school,
soup, you
drive
soup.
A car.
Soup. Guess
history
what?
Shows all these things will kill you.
Yeah, but as a parent,
I mean, come
you're,
on.
You're going to put it in harm's way, though?
Are you? Yes.
If you allow them to drive, you take them to get their driver's license, don't you?
That big lick that you see on TV that we see and everybody, mm-hmm. yeah, that is damaging
You know
people.
What? Emmett Smith told me one time, I think he may have said this on air with us one time in Dallas. He said, every Sunday, it's like he's been in 7 or 8 head-on crashes.
Car
accidents. And you know what? My son played in 6th grade. He got a concussion. I'm rushing to emergency with him in an ambulance. And when we got there, the doctor said, you know, he said, well, are you still going to play? And I said, you know, should he still play? I'm afraid, you know. And the doctor said, well, your brain shakes up a little bit every time. You don't know which one's going to do the damage to you. He said, so if you don't love the game, I stopped it there. None of my boys will ever play
Well,
football.
You know, I just got a text from Alfredo Roberts, who's actually a coach with the Indianapolis Colts. And he said, yes. Yeah, because your sons are superstars.
Yeah,
that's
and because he played. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. So, of course, he's in that football.
You got one son's about 6'3", man, does like a 4'5", 40". And he's a beast, but I don't want to get in his way when he's coming down that field.
Yeah, but his boys are big, and I don't care. Just,
anything
no.
can kill you. Anything can hurt you.
I got you. 1-877 Par Show. Let's go to the line. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Yes. I wouldn't let my son play at a young age. He's 5 now. He really wants to play. He'll be 6 in April. So I told him I'd give him a couple of years before he can play, but it's not going to be to the extent of.
But what if your kid gets out there and he has great hands and does a 4-5-40? Do you say, hey, listen, I want you to take acting? I mean, what do you do? I mean, and this is what they want to do. But you know what? You are the parent. You have to make the calls, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do marching band.
All right.
Somebody
trip. Oh, wow. One time at band camp. Good morning. Hello.
See?
Yeah, I got a couple of things I want to say about sons playing football. With the injuries, I definitely wouldn't let him play football. But I got another reason why I wouldn't let him play football, too, because the money is not guaranteed. You know, the way the football is run, it's about can you generate me money? That goes for the college ranks as well as the professional ranks. They could care less about how you get hurt.
You may
are you
be right.
generating me money?
And you know what? You are probably right because that whole thing that went on PBS, there was this documentary.
Yeah, yes,
and
it was
Roger
fantastic.
Goodell, they knew that these guys,
and they
just settled. You know, the NFL settled with a lot of the players, and I think the players got ripped off. But I think the big thing is that they never wanted to share with you what damage is being done to you.
And you know what, Russ? Even concussions aside, some of these high school players, I know some, they're juniors and seniors playing varsity. They want to play. They're playing hurt. Bones, you know, knees, all of it hurts,
nowadays,
but they want to play.
They take you out of the game once you suffer a concussion,
Have
and
to.
People are going to lie about being hurt.
Yeah, of course these kids are going to lie.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. Would you let your sons play football?
You know, I come from a family that really, really honors football. My uncle played in the NFL. My dad played overseas in college. But I totally agree with you guys. Like, these kids, my brothers and my cousin play D1 football, and they just won a state championship last year. These guys are hurt. They don't even want to go over and see the trainer because they know they're going to get taken out.
Yep.
In fact, my brother did get a concussion, and his doctor told my parents not to let him play. And he did not practice all summer, and his coaches were pissed off.
Yeah, the coaches get mad.
She did not let him play. She did not let him play. So I think, it's up to the family and it's up to the kids, but you got to, you know, it all depends on your family. Like I said, my family values football. Like, they're all about it, you know, and so it's.
And man, I'm telling you, sometimes you can get called soft for taking yourself out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
and you know you're up there seeing birds and pink elephants floating around in your head, and but coach, get back out there because they need you.
And it's that football mentality. Like, look, we all know RG3 wasn't ready to come back, really.
Right.
And he wanted to come back. It's his mentality. Rockin' Robbie says, yeah, I would let them play football. It's just like smoking cigarettes. Not everybody gets cancer. You're a moron.
What?
Robbie. That, you're crazy.
I mean, I smell what he's stabbing in
there. I hope you don't have no, I hope you don't have no boys.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is a tough subject. And, you know, I think this also has, I think this is a parent decision.
Yeah, it is.
Because now that we have the evidence and the information, and you've got guys that are I mean, there isn't too many NFL players that I know that play for a number of years that are not crippled.
Let's I know. They all walk with a limp.
Yes. Let's force them to wear all the pads. Let's improve the helmets. But the game is here to stay.
Of course it is.